You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're having a conversation about shareholders and specifically dissenters' rights. And describe what those are, Jeff.
Well, Kevin, dissenters' rights, not every state statute allows them. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's does. And what it and it's in the both the corporate statute and the limited liability company statute as well. So mm-hmm. it applies to both the common types of entities. And what it does is it provides owners with the right to dissent from certain transactions mm-hmm. listed in the statute, meaning, you know, dissent, vote against, but also to demand payment of fair value of their shares along with the dissent.
Sure.
It's obviously for a majority shareholder, it's not as big of an issue because they can always vote their interest and approve whatever deal is being proposed. Mm-hmm. So this is another one of those minority owner protection provisions that allows for folks that otherwise would be outvoted at a special meeting on a proposed transaction to have some leverage in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, dissenters' rights is something you always have to consider when you're dishing out shares at the outset of your company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting someone pay say $1,000 to have 10% of the company may sound like a good idea on paper or, you know, that day, but you're giving up a lot more than just a little chunk of profits and mm-hmm. and the right to. It doesn't just because you think you can outvote them does, you know, could cause other problems down the road. And so what dissenters' rights, how it works is this, you know, we'll use Minnesota's statute as an example. Minnesota's statute, and we'll use the corporation statute. The LLC mm-hmm. one is parallel. Lists a number of transactions that would require a shareholder vote and allows shareholders to dissent from and demand mm-hmm. a buyout. And one of the most common ones is You know, if the company was selling all of its assets, if the company was doing a sale or exchange of stock with another company,
mm-hmm.
or a merger,
mm-hmm.
okay, big deals.
Right.
Could be multi-million dollar deals
mm-hmm.
that could be upset because someone who owns 5 to 10% of the company may demand a buyout,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the way it works is if when you go to prepare your special meeting notes, and that's typically how you would, you know, if you can't get everybody to sign on by, you know, written action,
mm-hmm.
then you'd notice a meeting, and you'd provide that this transaction creates dissenters' rights under Minnesota statute, you know, list the statute.
So they have to give notification.
The company has to notify all of the shareholders in the meeting notice that they believe that it triggers dissenters' rights. Now, just mm-hmm. because the company says it doesn't mean that a shareholder and a, you know, that their attorney couldn't make an argument that it does trigger it and mm-hmm. try to exercise, and then you get to go to court and spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if the company believes it does trigger dissenters' rights, they put that in the notice. And they include a copy of the statutes. There's one statute that talks about the transactions that create the rights, and then there's a second statute that talk about the process for asserting the rights.
Sure.
Okay. And you include those as an attachment to your meeting notice, and that mm-hmm. goes out to all the shareholders,
mm-hmm.
along with the meeting being called. Now, a shareholder has to give notice that they're going to exercise those rights prior to the meeting happening,
mm-hmm.
and then from there, there's a, you know, you have to value the shares and then pay out. The idea behind this whole thing, Kevin, is that it doesn't allow a minority owner to block a deal from going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it does provide them with the ability to have, you know, whatever the fair value is of their interest,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't have to participate in it. So it allows the deal to go forward, but also protects minority shareholders or minority members in the company.
Essentially, if the organization is taking off down a path that somebody in that situation completely disagrees with and says, I don't want to be a part of that, well, they wouldn't have to in this situation. So what when you mention that they in a way it could be a deal killer if an organization is not prepared to buy out a minority owner,
mm-hmm.
that's where in fact a minority owner could stop a deal, like, you know, a big deal from happening.
Yeah, what you find out is you know, if there's any issues between shareholders below the surface,
mm-hmm.
the dissenters' rights usually brings it to the surface. I've in almost 15 years of practice, I think that I've had one time where someone exercised dissenters' rights, and it was an owner who his relationship with his two partners had soured,
mm-hmm.
and was using it as a way to force to the surface other issues,
mm-hmm.
that he had with his partners and how the business was being run.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, two of the owners had, for that period of time, had been kind of on the same team and running the company the way they saw fit, and the other guy was kind of, you know, out to lunch on it. He wasn't participating. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, he decided to participate again.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of thing, in my opinion, a relationship with your owners really has to sour before someone actually exercises dissenters' mm-hmm. rights. And in Minnesota, at least, with a limited liability company, you can waive dissenters' rights in a member control agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't. So, you know, there's ways to deal with this, you know, buy sells and things that we've talked about before, to try to minimize issues amongst shareholders. But it is something out there, and it's something that I always bring up when somebody wants to, you know, give somebody shares. Oh, mm-hmm. you know, they've been working hard in the business, I'm going to give them some shares.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just gave them the right to do this, mm-hmm. unless you say otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just it's kind of the sobering reality in terms of, it's again, owning shares is not just getting a profits check or a loss on your tax return,
mm-hmm.
and the right to show up at an annual meeting every year and, you know, hobnob and vote and whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
These are real rights. This is real powers that can be exercised.
And by giving somebody stock, you're giving them a number of legal opportunities and controls in the organization. That's why we've mentioned this many, many times, but really important to choose your partners in business well, choose your shareholders well, and don't just give away these kind of rights to anybody.
Right. You have to trust who you're doing business with,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. If not, don't go into business with them.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about dissenters' rights with regard to shareholders. You can find Jeff by calling 612-336-9317 or email at jobrien@bullish.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.